What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Shifting Gears Podcast. My name is Justin LaRocque. I am your host. I am the marketing manager here at Spectrum Automotive Holdings. And this podcast is presented by Spectrum Automotive Holdings. So if you guys are new here, welcome. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this podcast. We've had a couple episodes out now. If you're new and if you're not familiar with what we do, what we talk about here, this is all about anything and everything automotive and dealership related. We will highlight anything from F&I best practices to service drive sales to careers in automotive, even talking about selling in a digital world, you know, especially with everything going on nowadays with the pandemic, even though, you know, hopefully things are in the better from when I'm recording this. But again, I always like to clarify, I am in no way an expert in automotive, but that's why I like to bring on the experts that that do know what they're talking about from an automotive perspective. So I'm really excited today because my guest is Danielle Cumby, and she actually is part of the Spectrum Automotive Holdings family here. She is the director of sales integration. And so let me introduce her, or let me bring her in. Danielle, what's going on?
Hey, Justin, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm glad that we were able to line this up, and I appreciate you taking the time to be here.
It's my pleasure. I'm happy to be on.
Very cool. So I haven't really announced, I haven't mentioned yet, but in case the listeners are wondering, today's topic that we're talking about is women in automotive. And I know that that's been a topic for a while for a lot of different people, and seeing it grow in the industry compared to what it may have been years ago. So with that being said, I do want to, first get to know you a little bit more, or let the listeners get to know you a little bit more. So, my question for you is first, how long have you been in the automotive industry for?
Great question. So I've been in the automotive industry for about 5 years now, working in the industry. I've actually grown up around the industry though. So I haven't worked in it my whole career since graduating from college. But I'm technically a third generationer in the car business. I had a grandfather who had dealerships. My dad's been in the business, most of his working career. And so while I didn't start there out of college, it was fate that I've ended up in the automotive industry.
I see. So it sounds like you didn't really have a choice growing up.
I did have a choice, and I've come over to the dark side, but I'm happy to be part of the business nowadays.
Nice. Well, we're glad to have you here, and again, thanks for taking the time to be here. I want to ask too. So, as of right now, and I know this a little bit more, but of course, the listeners might not at the moment. But what do you currently do here at Spectrum Automotive Holdings?
So I am the director of sales integration for Spectrum. And so what Spectrum is it's a collection of companies. It's made up of F&I agencies. We have a post-sale marketing company and a couple of administrators as well under our umbrella. And so in my role, I work with the sales departments across all of our companies in various different ways. So I work with them on their sales process and training that they do for their sales teams. I help manage our CRM across our organization. And if there's any other like synergy or company initiatives, I work with our teams across all of our companies to kind of drive those initiatives as well.
Oh, wow. Excellent. And so how long have you been involved around sales in general?
I've been involved with sales, probably 10 years now going on. So a long time, and started in outside sales as my background, which is kind of how I came to be part of the Spectrum family and end up in the automotive industry.
Excellent. So yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like you've, I've seen or know a little bit of your background. So I know that you've been in sales for a while now. So that's definitely good to know. So with that being said, let's dive into a little bit of the topic here of women in automotive. And so the first question that I have is, do you feel that being a woman in the automotive industry has positively or negatively impacted your ability to advance? And if so, how?
I think in some ways it can have a positive and a negative impact. I've experienced that it kind of has both sides of the coin, I guess. I think as a woman, you have to work a little harder to kind of prove your toughness, prove that you have drive, prove that you can kind of hang in the business. And I think that that is less necessary as a man. From my experience, you kind of are assumed to have those qualities or expected to have those qualities and not necessarily expected to have them as a woman. At the same time, I think that being a woman in the business has been a huge benefit for me in the sense that I think people develop relationships easier and quicker with women. I think as a woman, that there's kind of this comfort there that people feel comfortable with you. They open up to you a little bit better and you seem a little bit less intimidating off the bat and more approachable. So I think that, you know, I've been able to build really strong relationships that have benefited my growth in the business very easily by being a woman. But at the same time, I have to work really hard to kind of prove myself as well. So I think that, you know, as a whole, regardless of gender, I think that if you're somebody who's willing to put in the effort, you will come across a lot of opportunities for growth in this business, in this industry, than being somebody who kind of sits back and waits for things to be handed to you. So I think it's personality driven, but there's definitely pros and cons that come along with being a woman in the automotive industry.
So do you feel women have a significant role in the automotive industry today? And has that changed at all from when you first started in the industry?
I definitely think that women have a significant role in the automotive industry. Quite frankly, I think that they've had a significant role since the automotive industry became what it is. You know, if you go back to, I was reading the other day, I think back to the 1800s, you know, there's Bertha Benz, right, who was the wife of Carl Benz, who started what we all know now as Mercedes-Benz. Mm-hmm. And she had a huge role in the building of that brand, and it's coming to be. So I think that women have always been part of the automotive industry and always had a significant role. I think that it wasn't always necessarily spoken about or as accepted as it is today. So I think from the time that I started 5 years ago in the business to now, I've seen a huge change in how many women are in roles, especially in dealerships, like in the F&I department, in management. There's a lot of, you know, not just with women, but there's a kind of a generational handover happening right now as well, where I think the younger generation is inheriting dealerships or family businesses. And so there's a lot of women in that space who are becoming the executive management of dealerships and dealership groups in the business. I've also noticed that, you know, there's a lot more women in the administrators that I do business with on a daily basis, and a lot of other supporting businesses throughout the automotive industry. So I definitely think that there's a significant role. I think that, you know, trust in the car business is something that's been lacking in past years over time. And so I think that women have brought this nice, fresh sense of trust. And like I mentioned earlier, this comfort and approachability, and people want to do business with women. And so I think that it's starting to contribute to an increased sense of trust in this industry that maybe hasn't always had it before.
Yeah, you know, that's a great point too with, you know, I feel like you always, I always picture that when it comes to, you know, car salesperson, that sleazy car sales guy and people don't trust him kind of, you know, mentality, someone who might not be familiar with automotive or buying a car and their first time going in and just, you know, having that image in their mind. But you're right. I mean, it definitely, when you have someone greeting you and it might be a different or change up when it's a woman and somebody who welcomes you and is likable and can definitely look at it in a different aspect altogether.
Just in the F&I office alone and dealerships, I mean, you know, there's been a huge movement towards having women in F&I because consumers, as they go in and, you know, it's a big decision for a lot of people to go in and buy a vehicle. And they've always felt like once they get to that F&I office that they have to have their guard up, right? And somebody's going to try and sell them something and they have to be cautious not to say yes to anything. And so I think that having women in that office has made people feel more comfortable and really helped dealerships financially on the F&I revenue side. I also think too, there's a much better culture these days of women supporting women, which positively contributes to women being able to build careers and grow in the car business, because there are other women who have been able to get into these roles where they can grow and develop and help support other women trying to learn and develop their careers. So I think it makes a big impact.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like I'm seeing that a lot, especially, I mean, I know there's the organization of women in automotive and the trade show that goes on year to year. I know that we've, you know, had taken a year off because of the pandemic and everything, but, you know, seeing a lot of that as kind of a push and one another supporting one another is a great thing to see.
Absolutely.
So with that, I also want to ask, have you experienced any challenges in the industry? What are the types of challenges that you may have experienced?
Yes, I've experienced challenges. I think no matter what industry you're working in and whether you're male or female, you certainly experience challenges. There's always something to have to deal with. As a female in the car business and in a sales role specifically, I've definitely been met with a lot of men who, you know, they look at me and they say, oh, well, it's easier because you're a woman. Right? You can walk in somewhere and everybody's going to talk to you. Newsflash, no, women get kicked out of dealerships probably just as much as men when they're calling on them. Nobody wants to talk to a salesperson. It is what it is. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or a male. So, you know, I think that sometimes people don't acknowledge the challenges that women face. You know, you kind of have to be a little bit more aggressive as a salesperson, as a woman, for somebody to take you seriously and have that business conversation with you that you're attempting to kind of dive into and present solutions and talk to them about what their challenges are. They want to keep it very surface level a lot of times if you're a woman. And so you have to really push to dive in and be able to accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. I think there's also this very relevant challenge nowadays of, you know, not just male or female, but younger generations trying to gain respect from older generations in the car business. You know, when you're younger and you're in a management or an executive level type position, and you maybe have somebody working under you or with you that is older than you, there's kind of this burden where you feel like you have to prove that you belong at the table, that you have the experience and you should be sitting there and helping and being a part of these large conversations and initiatives across the company. So I think that that comes with its fair share of challenges as well, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I have to say, going back to your first point too, it doesn't matter what your gender is. A salesperson is going to get kicked out every once in a while, no matter what. And I've seen that in all industries. so, you know, gender certainly doesn't necessarily play a role there. It's you know, so like you said, sales, some people don't want to talk to salespeople sometimes, no matter what.
People have this sixth sense of a salesperson walking in the door. It doesn't matter what they look like or right. Who they are. It's just, you know, no, we don't want you here. Get out. I don't want to have this conversation.
Right.
but, you know, I've been really fortunate, I think, throughout my career for the organization that I'm part of now and in the past to have, you know, a lot of support coming from the management. I think it goes back to personality too. If people can kind of see your drive shining through, they're going to provide that support for you. And, you know, regardless of gender, regardless of age, I've always really been fortunate to be part of companies who have supported training and development opportunities for me so that I could become part of that company's succession plan. So, you know, I think as long as you work hard and you show that and that shines through, then I think that there's a lot of benefit there to be had regardless of who you are.
Yeah, well said, very well said, and could not agree more. And with that, I want to ask you, and this is more personal for yourself, but you know, what do you feel is your biggest accomplishment that you've done so far within your career?
You know, I don't think that it's anything earth-shattering. I think that, you know, my biggest accomplishment is probably taking a lot of the basic sales training and skills that I learned early on. I mentioned that I started in outside sales out of college. Taking a lot of just those basic toolbox type skills and using them to kind of develop into the role that I'm in today and to develop, to do the types of things that I do to support the company I work for today. I think that those things have had such a big impact on the way that our organization, you know, approaches their sales training and their sales process and development of their people and their talent across the business, that, you know, I think my accomplishment is taking those things and valuing each learning experience that I've had along the way and continuing to look back on those things and use them as I grow in my career, you know, regardless of how challenging it may be.
I think that's so important to be able to, you know, as you're mentioning, really learn from your experiences, learn from your mistakes, and be able to take that with you as you move forward and apply to make yourself better, to make your colleagues around you better. So that is a very big accomplishment. So spot on with that. And
thank you.
Absolutely. And generally speaking, for the industry, where do you see the automotive industry right now? Where do you think the future of that is headed? And then also, you know, for women in automotive, where do you think that's headed?
I think it's an interesting time to talk about that question because we're hopefully coming out of, you know, dealing with the pandemic with COVID. So I think that there's a lot of positives that have come out of the pandemic that are contributing to kind of how the business, I think, will operate going forward. For instance, you know, the need for remote buying options for consumers, video solutions so that you can speak with a salesperson from the comfort of your home, creativity and new ways to kind of reach potential customers that they aren't walking into your store or finding new ways to approach marketing. So all those things, I think, have been positives for the car business that will stick around post-pandemic. I think, honestly, the younger generations, they prefer this remote and virtual sales experience anyways. Mm-hmm. And so I think for them, you know, you may see an uptick in buying habits from those type of people because those options are available to them. So I think in that sense, some of that stuff isn't going to change. It's not going to go back to the way it used to be. I think there's going to be this hybrid version of having those digital options and the traditional version of walking into a dealership to buy a vehicle.
Yeah.
I think that the presence of women, like we've been talking about through this whole episode, in the automotive industry is going to continue to grow as well, right? There's no reason that that would trend in any other direction. Women have always had an impact and they're continuing to have more and more of an impact as time goes on. Women have faced a lot of challenges during the pandemic, right? They all had to figure out how to work through this difficult, weird time with all these changes that we didn't know how to handle. Then on top of that, they had to figure out how to work from home and become remote. And then on top of that, they had to figure out how to work from home, remote, in a weird time while taking care of their children and a lot of oftentimes schooling their children.
Yeah.
So, you know, women are incredibly resilient and they've been through challenges before. They will, you know, find a way to kind of come out of it fighting and find success. They will support each other. You know, that is the culture also that we talked about that's improving, I think, in all industries, not just in the car business, but just women supporting women, especially when it's in an industry that's been previously male dominated. I think that, you know, we're here to stay and have a much bigger presence going forward.
Danielle, I think that's well said, and I could not agree more. I think that this industry is just going to continue to grow in that direction for where women stand in this automotive industry, and for sure, a lot of different things that we've learned has happened over the past year and a half due to this whole pandemic. And so I think, you know, while obviously it was a terrible time, and it's been a terrible time for many people around the world, it certainly has given us the experiences that we can hopefully learn from and move forward with in all industries. And kind of going back to what you were mentioning before with, you know, some of your accomplishments and stuff, I think a lot of that ties into, you know, what we all need to work on, you know, moving forward throughout this pandemic and just learning what we can and growing. So I think
it's well said. And appreciating what we have, you know?
Absolutely. Oh, totally. Always take time to do that for sure. One more question I have for you before we kind of start to wrap this up. Generally speaking, what kind of advice do you have for someone that might just be starting out in this industry, this automotive industry?
I think my number one piece of advice is to show respect to those that came before you. It probably wasn't an easy road to hoe for them. And so, you know, most of the people that I've talked to that have been in the business for a long time, they started out, you know, washing cars in dealerships, and they didn't walk right into those executive level positions that they're holding in dealerships or other types of businesses in the car business today. Right. And so, you know, you have to really be ready to work hard. And if you're somebody who comes into this business, or I think any other industry or business for that matter, with the mentality that, well, if it isn't in my job description, then I'm not going to do it, you're probably not going to find success. And so, you know, you're most likely working with or for somebody who really had to kind of work their way from the bottom to where they are today. They had to put that hard work into, you know, getting to where they are and to the position that they are. And so they had to do less desirable things. They had to wear a lot of hats to get to where they are today. So I think that if, you know, younger generations as they're coming into this business, or people who've been in other industries coming into this business, if you approach this new career the same way, you will earn the respect of those people who've really had to work hard to get to where they are. And they've had to put in the time, right? So you'll also, I think, find a lot of people who are more than willing to be a mentor to you, to teach this 20, 30, 40 years of knowledge that they have in their head from being in this business. They want to see you succeed. They want to hand that down and develop the younger generation so that the business can continue to be as successful as it has been. But they really want to do that with people who are invested in learning and working hard as well. So I think sometimes people are intimidated by the car business, and there's this kind of toughness to the industry. And it's just business. You know, I think younger people need to understand that that's all it is. Don't take those tough business conversations and tough learning experiences personally. They're absolutely necessary for you to find success. So, you know, I know plenty of people in the business who will have a very heated conversation and they'll be sharing a beer, you know, 10 minutes later. And it is what it is. It's, you know, they have this long history together. It's a small world, the automotive business, but it's full of really great people who are really dedicated to teaching younger generations.
That is awesome, Danielle. I think you're spot on with that. It's interesting because, yeah, I feel like there are a lot of people who view people who have already had success as like they just had it overnight. And really, that's not the case at all. You know, many of us, even where you and I stand today, we've gone through a lot of different challenges to get to where we are today. Right. And it has not been easy. So I think that's great advice, you know, for someone new coming into the business. Take advantage of getting to know and respect those who came before you, understand what they've gone through, and really kind of get like, hey, you're going to go through it too. Like to some degree, you know, you're going to go through challenges, not just go through them, but really grow through them. And I think that's a great point that you make. And again, I mean, we're hoping, I'm seeing more and more every day, newer and younger people coming into the industry. And so it's great that the industry continues to grow in that sense. But great advice. I love it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And so those are the questions that I had for you today with this topic of women in automotive. I know this is your first time on this podcast, but it certainly will not be your last time, as I know that you bring a lot to the table with knowledge here. So, you know, would love to have you on again at some point.
I would love that.
Absolutely. And so before we wrap this up, you know, let the people know where they can find you or reach out to you, maybe social media platforms. And then also if you have any upcoming events or anything that you have going on.
Okay, awesome. I think that, you know, LinkedIn is probably the best place to find me and connect with me on there. I check it often. So feel free to reach out, send me a message, and connect with me there. As far as any upcoming events or anything going on, I'm working on an article about the importance of sales training for all types of different organizations. So I anticipate that coming out sometime in May or June of this year. So keep an eye out, and hopefully I'll have an opportunity to be back with you here, Justin, and it's been a pleasure. I really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely, Danielle. And like I said before, certainly not the last time we will have you on again at some point. So thank you so much for taking the time to be here, giving us some of your input here on women in automotive, and best of luck to you with everything that you're doing right now.
Thanks so much. Take care, Justin.
Thank you. You as well. And there you have it, everybody. Another awesome interview. Thanks to Danielle Cumby from Spectrum Automotive Holdings. And of course, this whole podcast is generated by Spectrum Automotive Holdings. So guys, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. Again, my name is Justin LaRocque. I am the marketing manager here. If you guys have any questions, you can find me over on LinkedIn as well. And make sure that you reach out to Danielle if you get a chance. She definitely has a lot of knowledge to bring to the table in this industry, and you certainly can learn a lot. So again, thank you to her for being here. You can also find her, I put all the information in the description below if you're watching this on YouTube, or of course, if you're on our website right now listening to this, you can find all the information and details there. And of course, you can find us over on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. So if you are looking for Spectrum Automotive Holdings, or if you're looking for the podcast in any way, you can find us on any of those platforms moving forward. With that being said, thank you so much for listening, and we will catch you on the next episode.